And that night, the crystal slab was still waiting, surrounded by its pulsing aura of light and sound. The program it had contrived, however, was now subtly different. Some of the man-apes it ignored completely, as if it was concentrating on the most promising subjects. One of them was Moonwatcher. Once again, he felt inquisitive tendrils creeping down the unused byways of his brain, and presently he began to see visions. They might have been within the crystal block. They might have been wholly inside his mind. In any event, to Moonwatcher, they were completely real. Yet somehow, the usual automatic impulse to drive off invaders of his territory had been lulled into quiescence.